Democrats hoping to take back majorities in Congress see an opportunity in South Jersey. They're hoping to flip a seat that's been in Republican control since 1994. But first, voters will have to make a decision among Democrats in Tuesday's primary. And as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, the race is pitting Democratic leadership against the party's more progressive wing.
Good morning. How are you? I'm Tansy Youngblood. I'm running for Congress. Yeah, Youngblood. Did you hear about me?
Tansy Youngblood is ignoring the sweat dripping down her face. She's busy knocking on doors on a muggy Saturday morning. We're at the Amity Heights Apartments in Bridgeton, a South Jersey city of about 25,000 people an hour's drive from Philadelphia. The city is mostly black and Hispanic, and a third of its residents live in poverty.
Because you know what? This is what I got in this race for. I got in this race to help communities like this. Excuse me. Hi. Can I see 1 minute?
Youngblood is a retired school teacher. She's running for Congress in the state's 2nd District, which stretches from just outside Philly across thousands of acres of farmland to Atlantic City and the Jersey Shore. For the past 24 years, it's been represented by Republican Frank Lobiondo. In 1994, Lobiondo rode the same conservative wave that launched Newt Gingrich into the House speakership. The South Jersey Republican has fended off Democratic challengers ever since. But Youngblood says residents in places like Bridgeton haven't seen their lives improve during Lobiondo's tenure.
Now, when you look at that area we just came from, what has he done for those people in that area?
Youngblood had already started campaigning last year when Lobiondo announced he was retiring, explaining that it was time to move on. That's when the Democratic field got more crowded. Dentist and New Jersey State Senator Jeff Van Drew, who's been in the legislature since 2002, decided to make the jump to federal politics. Almost immediately, Van Drew became the presumptive frontrunner.
He's got a track record that people know.
Michael Klein studies public policy at Stockton University.
He's a quintessential retail politician. He's at every event you could think of. He's a known quantity.
Van Drew has the backing of national Democrats, and perhaps most importantly, all 8 county parties in the district have endorsed him, which means Van Drew gets what's called the county line on the ballot in Tuesday's primary. He'll be all the way to the left with the other endorsed Democrats, like U.S. Senator Bob Menendez. As for Youngblood, she and the 2 other Democratic candidates in the race will be off to the right.
It's a place of prominence. It's where people's eyes go as they walk into the voting booth, and that is very significant.
Democratic leadership may be behind Van Drew, but members of the party's more progressive wing think he's too conservative. For example, he voted against same-sex marriage. His campaign wasn't able to fulfill our request for an interview, but here's how Van Drew responded to that criticism in an appearance on NJTV.
It is important to work for your country and not always for your political party. So I'm a Democrat, but if I really truly believe there's a good Republican idea, I would vote for it and support it.
One of the things progressives dislike most about Van Drew is his stance on guns. Van Drew supports the Second Amendment and reportedly has a few guns of his own. At a public forum in February, the Philadelphia Inquirer captured the moment 17-year-old Emily McGrath challenged Van Drew on a contribution he took from the NRA in 2011.
They gave you $1,000 in 2011 in the primary.
Never,
what do you say about that?
He's also voted against several gun control bills in the state legislature, votes that have earned him a 100% rating from the NRA. Van Drew says he's an independent thinker and points to a host of Democratic issues he's voted for, like medical marijuana and funding for women's health care. His critics say the race comes down to one question. Why do leaders in the Democratic Party support somebody like Van Drew over more progressive candidates like Youngblood, who supports gun control and same-sex marriage? Van Drew's supporters say it's because he's the most electable candidate. He's raised 6 times more money than Youngblood, who's 2nd in the race in fundraising. Van Drew has also attracted substantial outside spending. And he's got broad support from Democratic leaders in South Jersey, like behind-the-scenes power broker George Norcross. But Tansy Youngblood says it's that kind of top-down politics that's making Democratic voters disillusioned. And she thinks it's the same kind of disillusionment that caused voters in the 2nd District who went for Barack Obama twice to vote for Donald Trump in 2016.
That's what the Democratic establishment doesn't get. That same group of voters, the Trump voters, are going to be my voters. Those I call them change voters. That's what I call them. They're the change voters.
Frank Lobiondo's retirement means change is coming to the 2nd District. On the Republican side, there are a handful of candidates, but no frontrunner. But for Democrats who want to flip the seat, voters will first have to decide what kind of change they want to see. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.